That's where we found it to be more fascinating.
You talk about where he comes from, the location of him, the accent you've given him. There are hints to me of Irish, but what were you thinking of in those terms?
You've got dead ears, mate. You've seriously got dead ears if you think that's an Irish accent.
Hints of, I thought.
But bollocks. You know, the reality break for him is that he has been estranged, in our version, estranged from his family for a long time. He has, you know, marched from the south of France to Palestine and back. He's seen the great empires of his time, but he's been surrounded by other English. The man Locksley, you know, I'm a little dumbfounded that you could possibly find any Irish in that character. That's kind of ridiculous, but it's your show.
So whatever. You're going for Northern English.
No, I was going for an Italian. Yeah. Missed it.
The outlaw aspect of him, that must appeal to you at some level. I mean, there is an aspect of you that dislikes regulations, conventions.
Well, I think, you know, in the social outcast, you can, you know, you find a reality of the thought process of any given time. 2 days from now, or 2 weeks from now, or 2 months from now. And that there's truth in that. The problem that's in front of you is the one that you need to solve.
And finally, you can either answer this or not. I'll just give you the chance because it's out there at the moment. As you know, that the suggestion you didn't want to say the famous line in Gladiator in this book that has come out.
Okay.
Thank you.
I don't get the Irish thing, bro. I don't get it at all.
Russell Crowe, who waved his cigarette in farewell.